to you by Penguin.
Be careful what you wish for. Written and read by Simon Jordan.
Introduction. My name is Simon Jordan. I am the former owner of Crystal Palace Football Club and the former owner of a string of businesses from mobile phones to film companies. I am also the former owner of £75 million, perhaps proving that a fool and his money are lucky enough to get together in the first place. In order to tell this story, I will show you just what it felt like in 2000 when, aged 32 and listed as the 712th richest man in the country, with the world at my feet and choices aplenty, I chose to buy a football club, the youngest person in the world to do so. You'll see how I felt when, aged 36, I became the youngest owner of a Premier League club, and what happened when, in 2010, I lost it all. This is a tale fraught with great highs and devastating lows. Football is the national game and means so much to so many, but it's mostly about money now, not passion. I had both the money and the passion for my club, so with these bed partners, I took a shot at achieving something. A few times, I nearly got it dead right. Rightly or wrongly, I spoke my mind in no uncertain terms, and my outspoken attitude launched 1,000 headlines. Whether it was taking on the football establishment or fighting for my own club, I caused mirth and mayhem in equal measure. During my time, I wrote acclaimed columns for The Observer, which were said by others to be unique, hard-hitting and informative. But there I had a word limit and a defined subject matter. In this book, I have no limits, and so I'll tell you exactly what goes on behind the running of a football club when Saturday comes, without bias, prejudice, bitterness or agenda. Well, not too much. I will tell you about the real world of football, the personalities, the myths, the players, the managers, the hangers-on, the agents, every facet of this unique business that is not quite bound by the normal rules of society. Throughout this book, you will encounter household names and characters and discover what they were really like. You'll have my take on situations you'll have perhaps heard about, and you'll hear things that will make your jaw drop. At points, you're likely to laugh or shake your head in disbelief, as I bloody well did. But this book is about a journey, one that I'm still undertaking today. It's a story of someone who's always backed himself to the hilt, even when the odds seem stacked against him. Most of the time, this worked in my favour. Ultimately, it didn't. The legendary Liverpool manager Bill Shankly famously once said, "Some people think football is a matter of life and death. I can assure them it is much more serious than that." At 3 p.m. on the 26th of January 2010, I found out what Bill Shankly meant. Administrators were appointed into Crystal Palace Football Club, ending my 10-year ownership, ripping away my dreams and ambitions, wiping out vast amounts of my wealth. Losing ownership of a football club has far-reaching effects, and given my affinity with my particular club, it leaves scars. Whilst this book is not about score settling, rest assured, I will lay bare what happens when events overtake you, people betray you, and agendas become all too apparent. This is not a story about Crystal Palace. It's a story of what it's really like to own a football club, warts and all. It is a tale of ambition and dreams, coupled with excess, politics, some stupidity, irreverence and humour. Let's face it, everybody would love to own a club they support. You would, wouldn't you? Chapter 1. Miracle at the Millennium. May 2004. It's a sweltering hot day and I'm standing in this bloody suit I've worn every Saturday for the last 3 months. I swear the damn thing is going to walk off on its own. I'm dying to get it off, but it's my lucky suit. I can't help but pander to my newfound superstition that wearing it makes a difference. So here we are, the suit and I, slap bang in the middle of the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, surrounded by nearly 40,000 delirious Crystal Palace supporters, each one drowning in euphoria. It's one of those rare moments when all the shared hopes, dreams and aspirations have finally come to fruition. I came to discover that moments like these are extremely scarce. During the previous 93 minutes, against resounding odds, I watched the team I owned and loved get promoted to the Premier League. I had pumped my heart, soul and a king's ransom into this club, and now they reached the Mecca, the promised land of top-flight football. We had just beaten West Ham United, the overwhelming favourites in the playoff final.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?